Today is the 14th day of June. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian, just sitting here with you for a moment in the middle of the sixth month of the year, as we close down another of our weeks together. I'm grateful for you. Grateful for this place that brings us together today. Grateful for the scriptures that are the glue of it all. And grateful for the journey that we are on together in community as we take this journey. And so, let's take a step forward. Man, we're in the thick of some things. Yesterday, like as we're moving through the Old Testament, we saw the United Tribes of Israel. They broke apart. And so from this point forward, everything has changed again. And there are two different kingdoms that we've got to keep track of. A northern kingdom, it's still called Israel. And now a southern kingdom, and that is the kingdom of Judah. And so we've kind of been tracking along, but now there are two kingdoms, like I said. And so we'll be kind of trying to track along with two different kings leading two different kingdoms of people who used to be like family but are now two different nations who take two different paths. So at this point, we have a king in the north, king of Israel. His name is Jeroboam. And we have a king in the south, in Judah. And he's Solomon's son, and his name is Rehoboam. Very similar. So we gotta kind of like pay attention. But let's do that. 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 20 through 13, verse 34 today. When the Israelites heard that Jeroboam was back, they called everyone together. Then they sent for Jeroboam and made him king of Israel. Only the people from the tribe of Judah remained loyal to David's family. After Rehoboam returned to Jerusalem, he decided to attack Israel and take control of the whole country. So he called together 180,000 soldiers from the tribes of Judah and Benjamin. Meanwhile, God told Shemaiah the prophet to give Rehoboam and everyone from Judah and Benjamin this warning: don't go to war against the people from Israel. They are your relatives. Go home. I am the Lord, and I made these things happen. Rehoboam and his army obeyed the Lord and went home. Jeroboam rebuilt Shechem in Ephraim and made it a stronger town. Then he moved there. He also fortified the town of Penuel. One day, Jeroboam started thinking, everyone in Israel still goes to the temple in Jerusalem to offer sacrifices to the Lord. What if they become loyal to David's family again? They will kill me and accept Rehoboam as their king. Jeroboam asked for advice and then made two gold statues of calves. He showed them to the people and said, listen, everyone. You won't have to go to Jerusalem to worship anymore. Here are your gods who rescued you from Egypt. Then he put one of the gold calves in the town of Bethel and the other in the town of Dan. The people sinned because they started going to these places to worship. Jeroboam built small places of worship at the shrines and appointed men who were not from the tribe of Levi to serve as priests. He also decided to start a new festival for the Israelites on the 15th day of the 8th month, just like the one in Judah. On that day, Jeroboam went to Bethel and offered sacrifices on the altar to the gold calf he had put there. Then he assigned the priests their duties. One day, Jeroboam was standing at the altar in Bethel, ready to make an offering. Suddenly, one of God's prophets arrived from Judah and shouted, "The Lord sent me with a message about this altar. A child named Josiah will be born into David's family. He will sacrifice on this altar the priests who make offerings here, and human bones will be burned on it. You will know that the Lord has said these things when the altar splits in half and the ashes on it fall to the ground." Jeroboam pointed at the prophet and shouted, "Grab him!" But at once Jeroboam's hand became stiff and he could not move it. The altar split in half and the ashes fell to the ground just as the prophet had warned. "Please pray to the Lord your God and ask him to heal my hand," Jeroboam begged. The prophet prayed and Jeroboam's hand was healed. "Come home with me and eat something," Jeroboam said. "I want to give you a gift for what you have done." "No, I wouldn't go with you even if you offered me half of your kingdom. I won't eat or drink here either. The Lord said I can't eat or drink anything and that I can't go home the same way I came." Then he started home down a different road. At that time, an old prophet lived in Bethel, and one of his sons told him what the prophet from Judah had said and done. "Show me which way he went," the old prophet said, and his sons pointed out the road. "Put a saddle on my donkey," he told them. After they did, he got on the donkey and rode off to look for the prophet from Judah. The old prophet found him sitting under an oak tree and asked, "Are you the prophet from Judah?" "Yes, I am." "Come home with me," the old prophet said, "and have something to eat." "I can't go back with you," the prophet replied, "and I can't eat or drink anything with you. The Lord warned me not to eat or drink or to go home the same way I came." The old prophet said, "I'm a prophet too. One of the Lord's angels told me to take you to my house and give you something to eat and drink." The prophet from Judah did not know that the old prophet was lying. So he went home with him and ate and drank. During the meal, the Lord gave the old prophet a message for the prophet from Judah. "Listen to the Lord's message. You have disobeyed the Lord your God. He told you not to eat or drink anything here, but you came home and ate with me, and so, when you die, your body won't be buried in your family tomb." After the meal, the old prophet got a donkey ready, and the prophet from Judah left. Along the way, a lion attacked and killed him, and the donkey and the lion stood there beside his dead body. Some people walked by and saw the body with the lion standing there. They ran into Bethel telling everyone what they had seen. When the old prophet heard the news, he said, "That must be the prophet from Judah. The Lord warned him, but he disobeyed. So the Lord sent a lion to kill him." The old prophet told his sons to saddle his donkey, and when it was ready, he left. He found the body lying on the road with the donkey and lion standing there. The lion had not eaten the body or attacked the donkey. The old prophet picked up the body, put it on his own donkey, and took it back to Bethel so he could bury it and mourn for the prophet from Judah. He buried the body in his own family tomb and cried for the prophet. He said to his sons, "When I die, bury my body next to this prophet." am sure that everything he said about the altar in Bethel and the shrines in Samaria will happen. But Jeroboam kept on doing evil things. He appointed men to be priests at the local shrines, even if they were not Levites. In fact, anyone who wanted to be a priest could be one. This sinful thing led to the downfall of his kingdom. Acts 9, 26 through 43. When Saul arrived in Jerusalem, he tried to join the followers, but they were all afraid of him because they did not believe he was a true follower. And Barnabas helped him by taking him to the apostles. He explained how Saul had seen the Lord and how the Lord had spoken to him. Barnabas also said when Saul was in Damascus, he had spoken bravely in the name of Jesus. Saul moved about freely with the followers in Jerusalem and told everyone about the Lord. He was always arguing with the Jews who spoke Greek, and so they tried to kill him. But the followers found out about this and took Saul to Caesarea. From there, they sent him to the city of Tarsus. The church in Judea, Galilee, and Samaria now had a time of peace and kept on worshiping the Lord. The church became stronger as the Holy Spirit encouraged it and helped it grow. While Peter was traveling from place to place, he visited the Lord's followers who lived in the town of Lydda. There, he met a man named Aeneas, who for 8 years had been sick in bed and could not move. Peter said to Aeneas, "Jesus Christ has healed you. Get up and make up your bed." At once he stood up. Many people in the towns of Lydda and Sharon saw Aeneas and became followers of the Lord. In Joppa, there was a follower named Tabitha. Her Greek name was Dorcas, which means dear. She was always doing good things for people and had given much to the poor. But she got sick and died, and her body was washed and placed in an upstairs room. Joppa wasn't far from Lydda, and the followers heard that Peter was there. They sent two men to say to him, "Please come with us as quickly as you can." At once, Peter went with them. The men took Peter upstairs into the room. Many widows were there crying. They showed him the coats and the clothes that Dorcas had made while she was still alive. After Peter had sent everyone out of the room, he knelt down and prayed. Then he turned to the body of Dorcas and said, "Tabitha, get up." The woman opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. He took her by the hand and helped her to her feet. Peter called in the widows and the other followers and showed them that Dorcas had been raised from death. Everyone in Joppa heard what had happened, and many of them put their faith in the Lord. Peter stayed on for a while in Joppa, in the house of a man named Simon, who made leather. Psalm 132. The Lord is always with his people. A song for worship. Our Lord, don't forget David and how he suffered. Mighty God of Jacob, remember how he promised, "I won't go home or crawl into bed or close my eyelids until I find a home for you, the mighty Lord God of Jacob." When we were in Ephrath, we heard that the sacred chest was somewhere near Jahar. Then we said, "Let's go to the throne of the Lord and worship at his feet." Come to your new home, Lord, you and the sacred chest with all its power. Let victory be like robes for the priests. Let your faithful people celebrate and shout. David is your chosen one, so don't reject him. You made a solemn promise to David when you said, I, the Lord, promise that someone in your family will always be king. If they keep our agreement and follow my teachings, then someone in your family will rule forever. You have gladly chosen Zion as your home, our Lord. You said, this is my home. I will live here forever. I will bless Zion with food, and even the poor will eat until they are full. Victory will be like robes for the priests, and its faithful people will celebrate and shout. I will give mighty power to the kingdom of David. Each of my chosen kings will shine like a lamp and wear a sparkling crown. But I will disgrace their enemies. Proverbs 17:6. Grandparents are proud of their grandchildren, and children should be proud of their parents. Father, we thank you for your word. Another week. Here we are crossing through the center of another month. We are grateful and we express that. Thank you for all that you have done to help us see what opening our eyes looks like and how that first means opening our eyes to what is inside of us. Instead of looking outward and trying to see things that we're still blind to inside of us. So we are grateful for this journey that we are on. And we invite your Holy Spirit to continue to penetrate deep within, transforming us and giving us eyes to see and ears to hear. That the kingdom is here within us and among us. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home. DailyAudioBible app is home. Check them out. Come home. Stay connected to what's going on around here. You can connect on social media by going to the community section and finding those links. And yeah, just stay tuned. Stay connected. A couple things. It's the 20th year anniversary, as we all know, who are this far into the year. So we've been doing things to celebrate that and commemorate that. One is the release of some new music. And last week, we released Love Will Not Care, which is a song that I have sung, and I'm not the singer, but I have, it was a song I wrote a long time ago. And I've really, really appreciated the feedback. Not so much like the feedback of, oh, you have a good voice, just the feedback from what that song means and how it's been used and shared and how it's spoken. So I'm letting you know you can listen to Love Will Not Care anywhere you can stream music. We also have released the music video for Love Will Not Care, and you can watch that wherever you watch music. So be sure to check that out just participate, join in as a community as we celebrate 20 years of this work here every day, 7 days a week. And thanks for being a part of the kind of all year long remembrance and commemoration of what we've done here around the global campfire together. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, if the mission to bring the spoken word of God read fresh every day and given away freely to anybody, anywhere, anytime, and to build community around showing up every day for ourselves, for our own hearts, and for each other. If that is life-giving and has meaning in your life, then thank you truly, humbly, for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner, or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that is it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, my beautiful Dab fam. It's Asia calling from the City of Angels. It's June 10th, and I'm calling in to pray for some of the Dabbers. Humbled in Northern California called in regarding feeling very stressed and anxious. She's almost in tears as she told us about needing to find new ways to make new time, which she doesn't have due to a full-time job, in order to handle bookkeeping needs for her husband's new business, which she really doesn't feel equipped to do, and then feeling financial pressure of her son going to college. And then we also want to pray for Margie's request in New Mexico for the mother that's addicted to drugs, living in an abandoned car with two small children, 4 and 5. Heavenly Father, we come before your beautiful throne of grace, Lord, asking and seeking your mercy, Lord, that you would hear our requests and our prayers and our petitions, Father, because you are the way maker. You're the one who can move your hand at any moment to change our circumstance, Father. So we lift up Humbled in Northern California, Lord, that you would help her see that her joy is in your strength, Father God, because you're the one that can do all things, Father, but fail, and that she can get done what she can do joyfully, Lord, and to enjoy this life that she's given, and to look at each challenge through your eyes, and knowing that you can do exceedingly more abundantly more than we can ever do, Father, and that she would trust in you in this time, and whatever she can get done, she can get done, and what she can, and be at peace with it, Father God. And for the children, Lord God, and this mother addicted to drugs, Father, we ask that you move your hand mightily. We know how much you love the children. We know that no harm should come against these children, Father God, in this circumstance. We pray that this community would come alongside this mom and help her in her time of need, help her with her children as the mom gets the drug therapy and the counseling she needs so she can return back and this family can be restored, in Jesus' name.
Good day, Daily Audio Bible family. This is one traveling chick from Texas. Today is June 10th. I just wanted to come on here real quick to just pray for some folks that I heard. I heard Humbled in Northern California asking for prayer, just some strength and encouragement. I am praying your strength on today. I am praying that God gives you wisdom, how to move with your son, with the business startup, with your full-time job. I am praying that God gives you rest on every side, and just show you daily the path he has for you. So, Father God, we just thank you right now. Thank you for Humbled in North California. Thank you for those of us also who are going through some different times in our lives. Show us how to rest and trust in you. I thank you, Lord God, for showing us what daily bread looks like. I thank you for your word. That unless we include you in everything that we do, what we do is futile. According to Solomon, if we build a house without you, we build it in vain. So, Father God, we come before you. Show us our role daily in the plans that you have for our lives. We thank you. We praise you. Thank you that we hear you and we walk in obedience to your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Love you all. Have an amazing day. Bye.
Wanted to reach out for Humbled in California. This is Sparky. I wanted to tell you that your voice is heard, and that I can tell how stressed you are, but I can also tell how strong you are through your voice. And I wanted to reach out on behalf of all the guys. I know my wife has felt like that. And a lot of times, ladies have to carry a heavy load. And the loads are different. But I want you to know we'll keep you in our thoughts and prayers. So let me pray with you real quick. Father, we ask that you be with my sister and her husband. Father, we ask that you give her a sense of strength and a sense of knowledge that the direction that they are headed in is the one you want them in, God. Father, we ask that you deliver my sister power to say what she needs help with. Father, we ask that you help her husband to hear and know when she's tired. We ask that you help her to know when he's tired. And Father, when these things come along, we ask you to come together. Father, bring them together. Lord, we ask that this business prosper to where this work be worth it. And Father, we just ask for blessings to continue to shower their family. Lord, help us to not turn our blessings into burdens. And Father, help us to deliver your word in your Son, Jesus' name.
Good morning, my beautiful daily audio Bible family. This is Shielded in Colorado. I don't call in very often, but I'm always listening and praying. I appreciate you all so much. I'm calling today for the woman, and I didn't catch her name, who's 54, from the community prayer on the 27th of May. And she just started a new job, and the people she's working with are really hateful. I wanted her to know that I'm praying God's armor around her and that she can get through this, that we're all, shall we say, praying and pulling for her. I also pray that she'll find God's wisdom in this new move and that God will put his, shall we say, hedge of protection around her. But I just called because I want her to know that I'm praying for her and I'm praying for all the dabbers. Have a blessed day.